Okay, we have begun.
Hello, I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th. It's December 24th. Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
I thought you were going to do the whole thing.
I figured I would just stop there.
You can do most of it, though. You remember most of that poem. Of it, yeah. Your parents are always bragging that as a child, you, like,
memorized that poem. I could recite it as a child. That's a very small child.
That was back...
Okay? As a small child.
Back... Before life had stolen the joy from your eyes.
Jeremy, would you like to get this out? Let's see what this is.
Yeah.
It's our final wine. Our final wine. Dun, da, da, da. Drum roll, please.
Oh, it's a white blend from Spain. Nightfall. And, you know, the last two labels have been a little blah. We've got a silhouetted, what looks like kind of a wheat field with four shooting stars behind, like, silhouetting them. I don't know, it's a pretty label. I don't mind the typography. White blend from Spain. What can you tell us about this shit, Sarah?
Yeah.
And it's a screw top. I like it's a screw top,
I mean,
so you don't have to talk.
It's a white blend from Spain. That's pretty much all that the 24.
They only
around
make
the world in 24 wine.
One white blend in Spain, and it's Nightfall, bitch.
Taster's note says about it. They say that it's spicy.
Spicy.
Spicy has some.
You're spicy.
A little bit of kick. They recommend having it.
What bizarro recommendations
with
do they have?
Today, Szechuan chicken, jambalaya, jerk tofu, and
chilaquiles. Sarah, that is so funny because, as you know, I have just mixed up a batch of my Szechuan chicken jambalaya.
Perfect. Are we having it with a side of chilaquiles?
No.
Oh.
If only I'd known. So.
Whoa.
Don't like the nose. It smells kind of.
Smells like dirty feet.
Kind of footy, yeah. Kind of
spicy,
a bit of,
but
bit
also
of funk
a semi-sweet
on the
wine,
nose.
Which I can definitely taste when I have a sip.
Bit of minerality on the nose.
So, probably the sweetest wine we've had. Ooh,
yeah.
Very sweet, very sweet.
Well, this does say medium sweet. No. Don't like it.
Yeah.
No. Well, we're not going to end on a high note here.
Okay, well, let's take a moment to collect our thoughts. And we're back. All right, so Nightfall. Well, I mean, I've done a lot of musical shout-outs over the course of this podcast, and since this is our last one, I think I'll end with a review that has a musical twist in a really terrible tribute to Adele. I'm going to quote/sing the lyrics from Skyfall, because this wine, Nightfall, I think they apply. This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move, and then hear my heart burst again. Let the night fall when it crumbles. We will stand tall, throw it
is
out.
Is that the one where like,
together when
James Bond
the
dies?
Night falls.
Or is that the one before that?
You just talked over the joke line about throwing the wine out together.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sing it again. I'm so
no,
sorry.
No, I'm not singing it again. I don't think I sang the right at the beginning well at all. I think I did not. I kind of forgot the tune. Anyway, that tribute.
You know what you should have done is just sang it to the tune of Goldfinger.
Deserves a Jingle Bell of one. Possibly less, but we don't go lower than that. And I'm also giving this wine a Jingle Bell of one because I don't like sweet wine, but also because I think it tastes and smells kind of like floral feet, which I just don't think is really appropriate. I don't think Adele would like it. I don't like it. I don't think James Bond would even like it.
Oh, James Bond certainly wouldn't like it. Maybe the new James Bond. We don't know what he'll be into.
When it crumbles, we will stand tall and throw it out together.
I don't know if it's that bad. I would say, yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with this wine. This tastes like...
perfume?
A like wine like this, it needs to... This either needs to be, like, amped up several times over so it's like an ice wine where it's just, like, really sweet and strong and you have a little
tiny bit of it. Yeah.
Or I don't know, it needs to go home. I feel like this is like watered down ice wine, which isn't particularly enjoyable. So, yeah, night has fallen. The whippoorwills are calling.
When the night falls.
This wine sucks. 1JB. Sorry we have to end on this note. I would say, summing it all up, don't buy the... wine advent calendar from Costco. It's not very good.
Okay, wait. So let's go over some of our top winners. So, I was going to do an average of the entire wine calendar, which I haven't done.
Do you want to pause for a
minute? Pause for a second.
And we're back. Sarah has just fed these numbers into our supercomputer and tabulated. We got to rush. We got to head over to the Tate's Christmas Eve party soon.
I just wanted to share some outcomes of the wine tasting with you. So the worst ranked white, let's do worst ranked before. Worst ranked white was Nightfall, which we did today.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, that sucked.
The lowest ranked red was a tie between Azimato and Latitude 40. Both got ones.
Latitude 40 was rough.
Yeah.
I don't even remember Azimato. Oh, that's the one we tasted in Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah. The highest ranked white was Brass Rabbit with a 4.
Brass Rabbit was
pretty good.
We don't
like whites as much as we like reds. And then the highest ranked red, which got a perfect score, was Velvet Rider, which was really good, I gotta say.
See, I wish I had some... I would like to try Velvet Rider again and see if I still liked it that much.
I hope we can buy some.
Did it really deserve a 5? A double 5?
I mean, I don't know if it would deserve a 5 in the real world, but in this wine calendar, I think it definitely did.
I think we did end up with a pretty decent spread.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, if we're grading on a curve, I guess.
So the average rating for the calendar was 2.8775. 2.8... 8 if you want to round up, which if we just take this to be, if I just divide that by 5, that's a F, that's a high F at 57%, but Jeremy was suggesting that we think of a 1 as an F, a 2 as a D, a 3 as a C, a 4 as a B, and a 5 as an A, which would mean we're at the D plus C minus area for this calendar.
So it would pass. So, would graduate.
But I mean, in that case, it would pass just because everything wasn't a 1. Like,
that's
to fail, everything would have to be a 1.
Yeah, I mean, if we're properly grading it on a curve, like, of course it's going to be kind of around the middle. I don't know. I would say a pretty shitty calendar.
Yeah, maybe don't buy it.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't recommend it.
And that's the kind of objective, in-your-face truth that you get from Adventures in Wine Tasting, because... Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World in 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mellis, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast. Merry Christmas, y'all!
To those who celebrate.
Happy holidays. Have a great winter break.
Sarah, we really gotta go.
Drink some wine.
We got this.
That's not from a wine calendar.
Yeah, drink like literally anything but this fucking calendar, let me tell you.
Unless it's Velvet Rider.
I guess
unless
it was.
Unless it's Velvet Rider.
It was kind of more interesting than the beer calendar.
Or Brass Rabbit.
Like the beer calendar was just all a bunch of boring lagers that were like kind of middling and fine. This at least, there were some highs and lows. There was... I enjoyed some of the weird places the wines came from. That was interesting. Never had a wine from Luxembourg before, or many from like Bulgaria, you know. There were some interesting things. I just wish like this would be a better kit if this would be better if it cost like $200 and was actually good, as opposed to costing $100 and being kind of lame. That's all I got to say. Read the disclaimer again.
No.
No, let's go. We gotta go.
Have a great 2024.
Bye.